We have long been told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It fuels us at the start so we can successfully take on whatever the day has in store for us. It comes with a lot of surprises, doesn't it? Yet due to economic and other reasons, many New Jersey school children have been starting their day without breakfast. This problem was magnified due to the state's school's poor performance when it came to the school breakfast program, which had New Jersey ranked near the bottom nationally compared to other states. New report, though, has shown how that has changed for the better with, granted, some work to be done, but things are going in the right direction. Here with the details is one of the driving forces of that change. She's executive director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. We say good morning to Dr. Cecile Zocken. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
And let me give you the website. We can learn more about this issue and the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. It's acnj.org. And it is really great to see New Jersey climb up a list instead of drop a list, because in the most recent study, New Jersey went from number 46 to 37 when it came to the performance and activity and offering of a school breakfast program, which is a pretty monumental change when you look at things.
It is. It's a huge change, and we're very excited about it. For many years, New Jersey ranked at the bottom of states across the country in serving breakfast to children eligible for school meals. In fact, last year we were 46th, which was a slight improvement over the year before. This year we jumped to 37th nationally, which is a significant improvement for the state. We have, with many partners, headed a Food for Thought campaign, which we launched in 2011, to call attention to this issue and see if we can get more kids getting breakfast.
Getting a little more into the stats here, New Jersey served 45.4% of low-income children for every 100 who participate in school lunch in the 2012-13 school year. That compared to 41% the year before and 38% the year before that. New Jersey was one of only 10 states that saw a greater than 5% increase in participation from the previous year. And it's important also, Cecilia, to point out that this isn't spending money or asking the taxpayers to kick in more. This is, I know this sounds strange too, this is actually getting federal money, which the state taxpayers send to Washington, more of it back to put this program into place.
That's right. Unlike many of the issues we work on, which have a significant price tag, this is one where success actually brings more money to the state. This is federal funds that support the school breakfast and lunch program. And for many years, New Jersey turned back federal money that could have been used to serve children.
And I don't want to get too heavy into stats, but we've talked about this in the past. There were literally some schools in Sussex County, where we were based, for example, where you could count on one hand the number of students out of all who were eligible to actually taking part in the breakfast programs.
That's true. And, we've looked at small districts like some of the districts in Sussex County. We've looked at some of the larger urban districts like Paterson and Jersey City, who were not serving a very small percentage of children who were eligible. And it's been exciting over the last 2 years to see the progress that's been made on both types of districts, those that have a large percentage of eligible kids and those where the percentage is smaller but still not serving enough children.
We are talking with Dr. Cecile Zocken, who is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, talking about school breakfast and how New Jersey has turned the road to the positive as far as making sure that kids who are in need of food are getting fed in the mornings for hopefully a better school performance and better overall health. ACNJ.org is where you learn more about this, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. They did a little progression, too, of the stats of 70% of eligible students who eat school lunch also receive breakfast. School districts would then be able to claim an additional $26.6 million more in federal reimbursements. Again, that's New Jersey taxpayer money that the people of New Jersey are already sending to Washington. So, where's the logic from the school districts to let that money go to other states? Why not get it back for us?
That's exactly right. And in addition to bringing back almost $27 million more, those funds would feed an additional 109 children who start the day every year start the day without breakfast right now. I think it's both the funding to support this, but the importance of helping children start the school day fed, able to pay attention in class.
You said it's actually 109,000. You said 109, so it's...
Oh, sorry, 109,000. Missed those last three zeros.
Well, you know, and those zeros get blended in sometimes. And you came up with a report, too, that back in October 2013, there were roughly 300,000 children eligible for either free or reduced price school breakfast that, as of March 2013, were still not receiving it. Are you planning to do an update that report to see if that 300,000 has hopefully dropped down by a significant number this year?
Yes, we're committed to looking at this issue in an annual report. Our next report will be out in the fall of 2014. It's been very important, I think, to present this data, to look school district by school district, because it's created advocacy in communities who are not aware that this is a problem in their town or their school district. And as we've discovered, as you pointed out, this is not an issue of funding. It turned out to be much more an issue of logistics, when children were given breakfast, rather than having the money to pay for it. So what we've discovered by working with many communities and our partners is that districts that serve breakfast after the bell in the classroom for that first 10 minutes of the day are far more successful at serving breakfast than those who try and do it before the school day starts.
Mention, of course, you are the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. You've co-chaired as well the New Jersey Food for Thought School Breakfast Campaign. Talk about what kind of outreach, what kind of tag team effort that campaign has created. What was it like to bring people into the fold, and how effective and how efficient has this campaign been?
Well, you know, I think the campaign is actually should take all the credit for the work. It's been a very interesting partnership across a number of different entities. First, it's co-chaired by the Anti-Hunger Coalition and their director, Adele Latourette, who's been a longtime advocate on issues of hunger. But we also have partners that range from every state department, including the Department of Education, the Department of Human Services, Department of Agriculture, as well as advocacy groups in education, the Dairy Council, for example. It's brought together an interesting group of people who've done two things, I think. One is taking this message on a broad level, statewide, to talk about the importance of breakfast and the ease of serving breakfast in the classroom, but then also reached out to individual school districts where there were a large number of kids not being served or districts that were interested in taking that first step. And what we've seen is advocates on all levels, from school superintendents to parents to food service directors. It's been very exciting.
Wrapping our time with Cecilia Zalkin from the Advocates for Children of New Jersey, acnj.org, on the web here on Issues and Ideas. And I mentioned again, statistically, it's nice to have the state move up on the list from number 46 to 37. But there are 50 states and 50 spots on this list. So what's next?
Well, you know, we took a moment to celebrate. It's very exciting to see this progress, especially after many years at the very bottom of the country. But it's also reinvigorated us to continue to work at this campaign, to identify advocates in local communities, to set a high goal of ensuring that we serve more kids breakfast. And I think we're all energized by this data and finding out that we've moved up and anxious to move forward.
I'll give you a few websites, and of course, we have them over at issuesandideasradio.com to read the report about nationally the school breakfast participation, frac.org. More information on school breakfast specifically in New Jersey, it's njschoolbreakfast.org. And to learn more about the work of the Advocates for Children of New Jersey, it is acnj.org. And all those links over at issuesandideasradio.com. And we've been joined this morning by the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Dr. Cecilia Zalkin. Doctor, great news, and I know a lot more good stuff still to come with the dedication and devotion you have to this cause. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
And thank you very much. We appreciate you covering this.